Peter O'Neill from Find Biometrics and Mobile ID World reporting live from Amsterdam and the Money 2020 Europe Conference. And I'm here with Clive Burke, who is the president EMEA and APAC for Dayon, one of the leading biometric suppliers in the world. And Clive, you were on my panel that we had just a couple hours ago. What did you think about some of the questions that we received? Obviously, privacy is a big area with some of the new regulations coming in Europe. What did you think about the panel?
Thanks, Peter. Actually, the panel was quite challenging, which was good and made it more exciting because of the format where we got questions during the panel from the floor. People were asking questions like, is the data breaches that have been experienced recently, are people positioning biometrics as a silver bullet for that? And we had to answer why that's not the case. People were asking questions about privacy and GDPR, and was that restricting the adoption of biometrics? And we had to tease through that, why that wasn't the case, or what the positives of that were. There was actually quite a lot, and there was quite a focus during the panel on behavioral biometrics and on passive authentication and where the future would go. So the panel was interesting, a lot of good questions.
Yeah, I would agree. I was pleased with the amount of interaction that we got from the crowd. So, and thank you again for participating. That was great. Has this been a good year for Dayon?
It's been a very interesting year for us because we've actually seen customer adoption and uptake in lots of different places in the world. So, for example, recently in Turkey, one of our clients, Akbank, went live with a system for facial recognition in their mobile banking. They did a couple of TV ads, and in the space of the first month, 175,000 people registered for facial biometrics actively using it. So basically, users like this technology and will take it if it's made available and if it's presented well. And just to give you another example, last year we probably spoke about a joint venture we did with Sumitomo in Japan, SMFG Financial Group. So that was launched, it's called Polarify. And in less than a year, it signed up 17 customers for the service. And essentially, they're offering biometric authentication services as a platform in the Japanese market. And
you know, it's interesting when you talk about the 175,000 people in the Turkey. What drives that? How important is education? What did they do to facilitate that kind of growth?
Really, the growth came very easily. They made it available in their app. They communicated very well about what the purpose of it was, and they basically advertised it. So they advertised it through commercial TV ads, and they also advertised it through their call center and on their website. Essentially made people understand what it was and why it was there. And essentially it facilitated stronger and more convenient authentication for people doing banking with that bank. It was that simple.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that. And what's next for Dayon? And talk a little bit about the future of the industry. Where are we heading next?
Well, what's happened in the merge is basically there's a lot of people focused on what we call the mainstream large-scale authentication business. And what we're seeing now with really large enterprises is they're adopting biometric authentication, not just for retail customers, but also for wealth management customers, and also for corporate customers, and also for currency exchange. So it's becoming ubiquitous within the enterprise for your customers. So that's the first trend that we're seeing. The second trend we're seeing is around digital onboarding. So the ability to acquire a new customer through an app download, everything from sign up with a new service provider, that is basically the holy grail. So not having somebody physically show up somewhere or to physically post documents somewhere, that it can all be done through a digital channel. So account origination, digital onboarding, using biometrics to essentially preserve the integrity of that process is the second trend. And then the third trend is moving towards passive authentication. So passive continuous authentication, the fact that you've got possession of your device, it's a trusted device, and we watch behavior from the device. So that's what we're seeing basically.
Wonderful. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. I've known you for many years in this industry, and it's great talking with you. And thanks again for being on my panel today.
Thanks very much, Peter. It's a pleasure.